The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you, segment number two of the Power Hour. That would be hour number two. You gotta love it. Hey, and you know, we're making fun of everybody, including Hair Sniffer Joe and his sidekick Giggles and half of Congress. I mean, what a joke. I just can't help myself. I mean, this Congress and this government is being, I mean, they set themselves up for satire. I mean, they are so begging for people to make fun of them. It's unbelievable. I mean, everything that they're doing, trying to pack, you know, the JPAC bill, JCPCA bill into the omnibus bill. I mean, they're trying to sneak everything in, and the amount of pork. Oh, big oink oink to those people. I really think it's going to come to the point where these Congress people are going to be afraid to go back to their own jurisdictions to have town hall meetings for fear of what they might run into, or they may have to come in heavily armed with bodyguards. Just don't know these days. Senator Ted Harvey from StopJoe.com PAC is back with us on the show. And now we're hearing rumors, Senator Ted, that Joe Manchin is thinking about going independent like Kyrsten Sinema just did. What do you say to that?
I'll believe it when I see it. I think he sold his soul to try to pursue his own personal agenda rather than representing the voters of West Virginia. And he tried to make too many deals with the devil, which is Joe Biden and the radical left that has taken over the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. And he got stung twice. And I think if you look at the polls right now, I think his voter approval rating right now is about 28%. And he's got he knows that his future is only going to be another two more years in politics in West Virginia. So he's trying to figure out a way to butter his bread going out the door. He gets thrown out.
It's sad that people have to go to D.C. and their only objective is to get reelected again, and the hell with we the people. I mean, this just seems to be the status quo rearing its ugly head again, wouldn't you say?
Well, he wants to have power, and he used to be one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C., because he could hold sway over what's going to be going forward. But once he played footsies with the left and voted for two pretty radical bills, that ended his political career, and now he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. And now you look at Sinema, and she's getting all the attention, and she's making all these waves. I think Joe Manchin is saying, well, what can I do to try to save my career? It'll be interesting to see if Sinema is able to get reelected as an independent in Arizona. She's just trying to avoid a primary from her left, and I don't think that's going to help her. I think she's done as well in Arizona.
That's sad. But you know what I actually have hope for is Tulsi. After she said, nope, I'm done with this, and I turned on Tucker Carlson one night, and there she is hosting Tucker. And I'm like, oh, my God, she really is starting to think more conservatively. Yes, there is a God. And she's military, and I'm just thinking, man, somebody with a rational mind that's actually young, that is, I mean, she's a constitutionalist. She took the same oath I did when I went in the service. I couldn't ask for a better, more friendly person that actually is willing to communicate rather than sit there and go to D.C. and butt heads, which is apparently what's going on there now.
Well, not only did she leave the Democrat Party, she went out and campaigned for Republican candidates.
She did.
She went to New Hampshire and campaigned for General Bullock in that U.S. Senate race, and she went to Arizona and campaigned for Carrie Lake. So I think that if there is anybody, any Democrat out there that is showing real courage and making the split from the Democrat Party, it's Tulsi Gabbard. Because I guarantee you, even if Manchin left the Democrat Party, went independent, he would caucus with the Democrats and keep the Democrats in the majority, just like Sinema is doing. She's going to caucus with the Democrats and keep them in the majority. If you want to show your real stripes and be a conservative hero, change parties and caucus with the Republicans. That will show me that you are a true hero.
Do you think Tulsi will do that?
Well, Tulsi's left. She's no longer in Congress. She left. She didn't run again, and she can't caucus with the Democrats or the Republicans. But she left the party and went and campaigned for Republicans, and God bless her for it.
I'm just wondering, and I've said this before, and people, I get into arguments all the time with folks about politics when I said DeSantis, Tulsi, President VP in 2024. Do you think they got a chance?
Yes. I think anybody has a chance over any of the Democrats that would be the nominee. I don't think it'll be Joe Biden, but who's it going to be? Is it going to be Kamala Harris? I don't think so.
God.
Pete Buttigieg?
I don't think so.
Governor McAuliffe from Virginia, who got his butt kicked 2 years ago? I don't think so. They have no bench. So we have great candidates, great leaders in the Republican bench that could step up and beat any of these Democrats, and DeSantis being at the top of the list.
Now, how are things at StopJoe.com coming along, Senator Ted?
Well, we spent the last 6 months doing everything we can, raising money and spending money to make sure that we took back the Senate. We put over $1.1 million into North Carolina to make sure that Ted Budd got across the finish line. And thankfully, we did that. He only got 50.5% of the vote. I'm not sure if he would have won had we not engaged there. We got involved in New Hampshire to help the general there. Unfortunately, he lost. And in this special election in Georgia, we spent a ton of money there, and we all know the outcome there. So now we're trying to regroup, raise as much money as we can, and focus on stopping the agenda in Washington, D.C. from Joe Biden and the Democrats, and raising money to make sure that we help whoever is the Republican nominee in 2024. But we will continue to be the committee to defeat the president to make sure that we can stop this radical left agenda that's trying to destroy America.
Well, the bigger problem I have is you've got the Senate minority leader out there who's 80 years old. That man has got to go, because what he did, pulling money out of Blake Masters' campaign when we needed it, and other candidates out there, he shortchanged him. He's been stabbing Trump in the back virtually every chance he gets. And I just think Mitch the Bitch has to go.
Well, imagine if he would have put $20 million into Arizona. We very well could have won the U.S. Senate seat, but we definitely would have won the governor's seat. So having a non-competitive U.S. Senate seat there killed us all the way down the ballot. And I do put it at the foot of the minority leader, because where did he put the money? He put the money, essentially a Republican primary in Alaska, to make sure that a Rhino Republican establishment, Murkowski, would be there to vote for him for majority leader. And that's really what it came down to, is he was trying to protect his flank to make sure that he got the votes necessary to become majority leader. And what it did is we lost the majority, and blanking on his name, who is the majority leader right now? The Democrats are in the majority, not McConnell.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think McConnell, with the way that he's been behaving in his negotiating and everything else with what's going on right now, I think he's just as much to blame as some of the other flawed situations that caused the not-so-big red wave. I mean, what's your take on that lack of red wave, like everybody said?
I'm sorry, you broke up for a minute. Can you say that again?
Well, I'm asking about the red wave and the red wave that wasn't. Do you attribute what McConnell did, or was it a combination of things?
combination of things. I think we definitely lost Arizona because of what McConnell did. But I think the Republicans had to protect 21 open seats that were Republican seats, and the Democrats only had to protect 15. So McConnell was behind the eight ball from the get-go, and so he to be as competitive as we would like. Plus, the Democrats had twice as much money as we did. But that's fine. We still had the perfect setup for us to take back the majority, and McConnell didn't spend his money in a way that would give us the best opportunity possible. But in the House, we took back the majority, and I think we're going to have probably the most conservative House Republican caucus in decades, because the majority of those that did win were Trump-endorsed, Make America First constitutionalist Republicans that are going to hold the Democrats and Biden's feet to the fire, and hopefully hold the Justice Department and the FBI's feet to the fire.
And with that, 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to talk to Senator Ted Harvey. He is the chairman of the StopJoe.com PAC. And, of course, he's retired Colorado State Senator, and he's always all over the Constitution. He loves it, protecting the unborn, promoting free market, laissez-faire capitalism. I mean, these are the things that, have made America great, and they're trying to tear all that apart. The big thing I'm looking at here, not just the liberal policies under a rebranded name, you've been elected as a Colorado delegate to four of the last five Republican national conventions. What about this shakeup, and where do you stand on Harmeet Dillon, who has just now announced that she's going to run for RNC chairman, and the lack of support that's all of a sudden been rearing its ugly head against Ronna McDaniel? What's your take on this?
I think Ronna McDaniel's is a fait accompli. I think the cake is already baked, and she's going to win. I don't think she should. I think that the results of the election and the lack of resources that they raised is she shouldn't even run just on that alone. But I think that the RNC has set the table to keep her in there, and I think that will be to our detriment moving forward. I don't know what more to say about that, but I think we need, as conservatives, we need to focus on electing strong, hardcore, passionate delegates to the national convention in every state across the country so that we control the outcome of the national convention in 2024, which we haven't been able to accomplish for all of these years that I've been going. The liberals in our party continually control what's going on at the national convention. We need to take it away from them.
Yeah, that is kind of an unfortunate situation. But my biggest concern here is Newsom is saying, if Biden runs, I won't run. Well, what if Biden doesn't run because they've talked him out of it and Newsom runs, then what? What do you do about it then?
He's a radical leftist, and I don't think that dog hunts in middle America. I don't think the Democrats have anybody that will sell in middle America. I think that Newsom is definitely running. There's a reason why he's going to the border and making a big, big deal out of the fact that he's going to the border and taking a tour when Joe Biden will not. Newsom is trying to run to the middle now and show that he has a populist agenda, but the guy is a radical kook. Just look what he did with the coronavirus efforts in California. He pretty much shut down the state and put people in jail for running their businesses and put people in jail for going into a restaurant without wearing a mask. He is a tyrannical leftist, and we need to remind everybody in America just what a lefty he is.
So you don't see like Michelle Obama or Hillary or anybody like that running on the Democratic ticket in 24?
No. If you want to know who I think will be the nominee, I think it will be my governor, Jared Polis, from the state of Colorado. He is equally as much of a lefty as Newsom is from California, but he plays his cards way better than Newsom does. And he was the first gay governor in the history of the United States, and he desperately wants to be the first gay president in the history of the United States. And there is a lot of money, as you know, in the gay community, and they are going to do everything they can to make sure that Jared Polis is the nominee. He just won in Colorado for a second term with 20% more than what his Republican opponent got, and he is going to use that to as a springboard to run for the Democrat nomination. Mark my words.
Well, yeah, well, this is almost like what DeSantis did to Charlie Crist, blowing out by 20 points like that. Dave in Iowa, you're on the phone with Senator Ted Harvey. Go ahead.
Yeah, on Tulsi Gabbard. She's working and connected with the World Economic Forum, and she has connections with Bill Gates. And I heard that from, I believe that was Dr. Ted Brewer on healthmasters.com, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. on your network.
Okay. Would that be on Rents?
Pardon?
Would that be on the Rents radio network?
No, it's on GCN.
Yeah, we're not on GCN. But you know, we used to be. But anyway, so now this is somebody else's commentary. Do they actually have? I would like to know this, frankly, whether or not, I mean, why Tulsi Gabbard would join something like that, because it just doesn't sound like Tulsi in a conservative viewpoint. I mean, I already know they're already saying that Trump is a Freemason. I mean, now, you see, what is the media doing? Just like what happened with Sam Bankman-Fried, Dave. He goes out and he does what he does, and all this money came in. I want to ask Senator Ted about that as well. And by the way, Dave, it was Global Star Radio Network that you're hearing this on. That's where you're getting the information from, is Global Star. We're on that network. So the thing is that, you know, as far as Tulsi goes, I haven't heard news like that. I would be shocked that she would be acquainted with the World Economic Forum because, you know, constitutionalists, I mean, the pure diehard constitutionalists would not be like that and want to align themselves with something that would literally turn our Constitution upside down and put our entire country in a state of war.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. I think I heard it from somebody else.
I'll jump in there.
Go ahead,
Tulsi Gabbard is not a Tulsi Gabbard is not a conservative. Tulsi Gabbard is not a constitutionalist. She was a Democrat 6 months ago. And the World Economic Forum is always going out and trying to promote young, articulate, up-and-coming political elected officials of both parties. So it wouldn't surprise me if she was a member. And the fact that she has switched her party because her party is a bunch of warmongers, that's her number one issue, is getting America out of these wars. But to argue that she is a conservative is not accurate. She has been very liberal in a number of her positions over the years, but she left her party because they became so woke that they essentially threw her out of the party because she wouldn't support a bunch of their pro-military woke agenda items, and that's why she left the party. But don't confuse her with being a Jim Jordan conservative, because she's not.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think she's Jim Jordan by any means. But the thing is that she did, like I did when I went into the military, raised my right hand and took an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. Now, that may make me a constitutionalist because I believe in it, and I carry a pocket copy of the Constitution, which I have in my hot little hand right now for those watching us on Brighteon and Rumble. Understand that I will fight and die for that until they give me cause. But I'm looking at this one party system out there, which it's nothing ever seems to get nothing gets done in D.C. unless push comes to shove. And it would seem, I guess, if we want to sit there and call every single member of Congress a commie pig? I mean, maybe we should, because they all seem to be going in the same direction and they all seem to be driving us. They let Biden do whatever he wants. And I guess the thing I wanted to ask you, Ted, was all these hearings that are going to take place, that they're going to go after all these people that were involved in this, that, and the other that we've all had a problem with, including Fauci. I don't see any of this garbage going anywhere. I think it's nothing but political fluff. What's your take on that?
I couldn't agree more. You know, look at the past and judge on what the future is going to be. And when Republicans have had the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the White House for the first 2 years of the Trump administration, what did the Republicans, what did Paul Ryan, what did McConnell do anything to protect Donald Trump from the Mueller investigation? All they did, or the Benghazi investigation, all they did is did a bunch of press conferences and press release and thumping their chests. But in the end, nothing happened with Hillary Clinton, and they never pushed back against Robert Mueller. And the fact that he knew on day one that there was no Russia collusion, yet the Republicans did nothing to fight for the truth, and I don't believe they will this time either, except for the fact that Jim Jordan is a true American hero, and he will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and he was the one fighting for the president during all of those Mueller investigations. So there is a little hope, but if history is any indication, I agree with you. I don't think much will come of it.
Yep. Patrice in Ohio, you got a couple of minutes left. Go for it.
Two things. The WHO meeting in secret to vote on policies to overtake the Constitution. And secondly, Tulsi was on Tucker Carlson last week or the week before denouncing her WEFR association and pretended to be like she didn't know about it, which is a bunch of BS because it's been out there for years. But I'm more interested on the WHO meetings in secret voting on policies that affect our Constitution.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And we're at the break. Senator Ted, it's been great having you on here. And we'll get into this discussion again as we get closer to election time. 2024 cool. Is going to be interesting. But thanks so much for being on the show, sir.
Thanks for having me on, buddy. Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless.
Same to you. God bless you too, sir. All right, there you have it. We're going to be back with Steve Hayes from fairtax.org after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And, we try to be a beacon of light in people's lives, and we just don't want you to get despondent and discouraged. We want you to prepare and be alert and awake and understand what's going on. During the break, I'm sitting there talking to my wife, and I'm going, I guess a lot of our listeners don't like Tulsi Gabbard. You may like what they say, but what they say and what they do when they get into office are two different things, aren't they? And everybody's got their own agenda. It seems like they go in with honest intentions, like Senator Ted was talking about in our last hour, in our last segment, rather, in the idea that Jim Jordan, would be, and I think Tom Cotton. I said there's about probably 50 people that are serving right now that would like to do the right thing, but they get in there and they either get A, corrupted or bushwhacked, ambushed, whatever the case may be. And, you know, we're facing a really serious crisis in America. It's inflation, but it's a food shortage. Inflation is driving it. And people are stockpiling guns and ammo as well. Costs more to buy ammunition, costs more to buy guns. They keep regulating it. They keep taxing it. Bruce Bartlett, who was a economic advisor during the Reagan administration, kept trying and still tries to figure out a way to get rid of this mindset called the shadow economy and how to control it. I think it's impossible. And the correlation that I have found in all my research regarding what Mr. Bartlett has said is that if you attempt to tax the living bejesus out of people, they go underground. They don't want to report it on their income tax. They would rather barter than put up with it. Is there another way around? Is there another option, another solution? Well, Steve Hayes, he is the chairman and president of fairtax.org. We've had him on the show before. And, of course, he is a lot of kudos and accolades from various people, graduating with honors from University of Arkansas and San Francisco Law School. He is a self-described recovering tax attorney. Now, when it's recovering, I don't get to the bottom of this. You know, what does that mean? I mean, like you're hooked on booze, you know, but you're a tax attorney. Every time I hear recovering, Steve, I think of AA. I mean, what is this about? Hello, Steve.
Today, and particularly in the business lives of people, as well as the individual personal lives, you can't escape the fact that the income tax system affects how you plan and what you do. You can't escape the fact that you have to deal with it. So when I say recovering, I do it begrudgingly, but I have to deal with this on a daily basis, not only personally, but also for my clients. And I think the same thing would apply to you, Dave, is that you have to at least be cognizant of what impact it's going to have before you make certain major decisions, either in business or personally. So that's where recovering comes in. It's like I'm fighting it because I don't want to do it, and that's why I want to replace this whole insane system with a national retail sales tax and just get out of it. But today, you have to be aware of it, and you have to go to people who specialize to protect your clients, because otherwise the results can be catastrophic.
Well, since you're a tax attorney, I've got one for you. Here's a quote. I know you know where it came from, but I got to reinforce this to our listeners. Here's the quote. Anyone may arrange his affairs so that his taxes shall be as low as possible. He is not bound to choose that pattern which best pays the treasury. There is not even a patriotic duty to increase one's taxes. Over and over again, the courts have said that there is nothing sinister in so arranging affairs as to keep taxes as low as possible. Everyone does it, rich and poor alike, and all do right, for nobody owes any public duty to pay more than the law demands. I know you know where that quote came from.
That's from Learned Hand. It's been around for a long time.
But I got to keep saying it. Thank you so much for playing on that, Steve. So
it's there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he's talking about the current system, the way it's being played, as opposed to what you're talking about, which is fair tax, which is kind of like a level playing field, right? You want to explain the difference between the two?
Of course. With the fair tax, you get rid of the personal income tax. You get rid of the payroll taxes that come out of our checks. You get rid of the corporate income tax, and you replace the income to the treasury that's being generated by those taxes with a national retail sales tax on all new, and I underline again, Dave, we do this every time, but underline new goods and services, because it doesn't apply to used goods that you buy, the used car, the the house that's been built and then sold to you is not new. So it's on new goods and retail services. It's a 23% rate, but it has involved a prebate, which means that every month you will receive a check equal to your taxes on purchases up to the poverty rate. And for a family of four, you know, it's not out yet. We'll be out until January, February, but it's probably going to be purchases up to $36,000. It's been about $33,000, but with inflation, it's probably going to be $36,000. So you're building a cushion for those essentials and for lower income people, but you eliminate all the games, all the confusion, and you actually make decisions based on what's the best decision, not based on how can you keep a little bit more of your money from the tax man.
You see, and that's one of the reasons I've told everybody to form an LLC and become self-employed, because to me, having your employer out there stealing out of your paycheck and giving it to a government who's writing checks that its body can't cash, who gives money to Ukraine only to have it filtered back into America and being given to Republican and Democratic candidates to further this political nonsense. I mean, this is just, to me, it's a never-ending cycle, and I just don't know, even with fair tax, as logical as it would sound, when you have a country, a government that is writing checks its body can't cash and continues to spend, carte blanche on pork and every single thing that they're coming up with now, like in this omnibus bill, none of this makes any sense to me. It's like people just want to shut down. I hope the government can't fund itself. They get in an argument, and I hope the whole bloody government shuts down this weekend, that they can't pass that legislation. I would love to see the government. It's already dysfunctional enough. Why is it here? Why should we support it with any kind of tax proposal, Steve?
Well, and I think there's a growing consensus around the country that it is out of control. It is doing things not for your and my benefit and people listening to you and our families, but for their benefit, for the limited benefit of the people in power and the people who work for the people in power. And that's not just the bureaucrats. That's the various, quote, experts that make money because of the complexities created not only in taxes, but in every aspect of life. And so that is a problem. And you've got people who think that being elected to Congress means their IQ goes up 30 points and that they no longer have to look and listen to the rest of us because they know best. You know, they're the ones that know best. And that attitude has got us in the situation, like you said, where the government writes checks that they can't cover. So they borrow the money. And that music is slowing down because as the Fed decides, we're not going to punish and call attention to the people that created this mess, which is in large part us, and Congress and the president, we're going to make sure that people like Dave and Steve and Dave's listeners pay the bill. We're going to make sure that somebody out there who is helping contribute to this inflation by working and earning an income, gets laid off. Where else in the world could you have a system that says we're going to drive down the value of retirement plans, which they've done with the stock market, we're going to create a recession, even more so, like they've been doing all the way across, and we're doing all of this to fix a problem that none of you guys out there created. But we're not going to go to the real problem, which is overspending. We're going to make the guy next door to you lose his job. And that's what Harry Truman said. When the guy next door loses his job, it's a recession. And when you lose yours, it's a depression. And that's what they're willing to do. They want to drive prices up so that all of us who have to get loans pay a much higher rate. They want to make it so that we're going to be paying a much higher rate for our cars and all, not only with interest rates, but inflation is not a hidden tax, but it is a tax on us because everything has gone up in price. And all that you really want to look at when you're looking at taxes and everything is does how much do you have for your family with Plan A? How much do you have with Plan B? And Plan A right now is looking pretty bad because prices have gone up. I know you get it. I get it all the time when I speak. People can't afford to feed their families the way they did previously because the prices have gone up so much on some of these vital things that we use and we eat every day. It's a total mess.
And now they want to bring 87,000 87,000 new IRS agents, right?
Well,
that's going to fix it.
Look at why. Look at why. They believe, and probably rightly so, that a lot of those people that have gone, you know, they talk about very quizzically, what happened to all of those people that used to work that aren't working anymore? Well, I got an answer for you. A lot of those people are not sitting around watching soap opera. A lot of those people are working in a way that you alluded to, the underground economy. In Italy, they have a very high unemployment rate, but they can't find anybody to work. Why? Because they've got a large percentage of the population that are workers working in the underground economy. Well, we're beginning to develop that here. And that's one of the big problems that the, you know, just like by putting you and me out of work, it's going to reduce the amount we can spend, so therefore inflation will come down. By taking money out of our pocket, will discourage us buying things, if we're a business, buying new things, new products. No, that's just the same stupidity that they're using when they look at this idea that they've got to get 87,000 people to go out there and wrench every last dime from all of us reprobates who are doing things like forming an LLC when they shouldn't, in their mind. Because that's what's going on here. And that's why the states are saying, oh, no, you can't be an independent contractor. In fact, in California, Dave, if you form that LLC, there's a very good chance that the state would ignore it if you did most of your work for one company. And they would say you're an employee. Why? Because people that form LLCs tend to deduct more, and they don't immediately get their check, you know, their taxes taken out with their check. So it's a very crazy time we're in, and you were absolutely right. The fair tax just raises the money, but the difference is it becomes transparent. Dave, you could see how much it costs each and every one of us to send the billions of dollars to Ukraine, because all you got to do is look at the fair tax rate on the gross amount of sales, and you would see that it's, you know, 0.1%, I'm making this up, is going to Ukraine. Right now, I don't care how good a computer you have, a quantum computer, you can't calculate how much of the taxes you're paying go to any particular thing. The fair tax is different. You know, if we cut our defense spending from $900 billion to $500, what would that allow the rate to go down to? We can see, we can ask those kind of intelligent questions. And you don't have to have a computer. You can do it on a napkin. And it's to make things more visible, and it's to make you and I in control again, because we only get taxed on what we spent and when we spent.
I get it in principle, Steve. I get it in principle. But the downside of this whole thing, I think everybody's got a problem with, is stopping the government from spending outside of its means. And this is the thing. Well, you want to balance a budget. I would assume that one of the assumptions with fair tax is that they look, if you're going to take in this money and it's all transparent, you're going to spend only what we take in, and you're not going to go past that, and you're not going to continue to borrow. Wouldn't that
is that kind of where you're at on this? Oh, of course. But at the same time, the first step is making them have to show us how much they're taking. I mean, can you imagine the sticker shock when people go to the store and they see this huge number to them added to the cost of things that are already too high? And they're going to say, what in the world is this, Dave? What did you get us into? And you're going to have to say, well, you're getting to keep 100% of your income. you're then choosing how you're going to spend it, plus you're getting the prebate. So the average worker who makes $55,000, he may spend 7-8% in taxes, in federal taxes, where he was paying that in Social Security taxes alone, when you average out what it is. Plus, if a guy goes out, Dave, if you and I go out and you want a new car, and I say, nah, that one that's a year old is okay with me, you're going to pay the fair tax on the new car. I'm not, because it's used. So I can choose how much tax I'm going to pay by what I purchase. Today, I don't have any choice. Everybody that makes the same income pays the same tax. Social Security tax is the most regressive tax possible, because every single person, no matter how big a family, no matter what, pays the same rate. And it cuts off when you get to a certain top. I think it's $130,000 this year. So you've got a situation that's terrible, that only feeds the bureaucrats, and the last thing they want is to be talking to a group of their constituents, which they don't want to do anyway, but if they have to, and have to be asked questions like, how come it's so high? How come it's not going to come down? You know, why don't you allocate some of it to paying down the debt? You know, we could raise the fair tax another percentage and pay the debt off in X number of years. You can do that on a napkin. Can you imagine asking those questions today? And if we had the fair tax?
I'm just wondering, you know, why we don't just say, you know what, forget all the, and this is the thing about, you constantly see this clock, and it keeps advancing as to how much we owe in the national debt. And it's like, why are we even worried about that? It's all fiat anyway. Why are we worried about it? I mean, I know there are people out there thinking about that, Steve. Why should we worry about that?
Well, and that's the game they try to tell. You know, what you've got is a lot of people up there in D.C. who have decided that this concept that was around in the early 1900s, and it's been around since, but was really promoted, called modern monetary theory, works. And that says that the only thing you have to worry about is not the size of the deficit, but is inflation. And what you do with taxes is not pay down the debt or even pay for everything you spend, but you simply control inflation with taxes because you take more money out of the economy. That's a lot of what the Democrats particularly have been espousing, Dave. They say there's no reason to worry about the debt. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. You know, and they point to someplace like Japan, which has triple the amount of debt per GDP that we do, and say, look at Japan, you know. And the problem, of course, with all these analyses is that they ignore something called human nature and the basic laws of economics, because there is going to come a time when the music is going to stop, and because the interest rates are going up so radically, you're going to see the debt go up, that servicing costs go up as well, and that's going to begin to put more of a crimp. And the way these guys are going to correct it is just borrow more money and make it worse. It's just an insane system we have right now, Dave. And the whole point about the fair tax, is it a miracle? No. Does it do a lot better? Yes. But is it going to correct all of our ills? No. Only people like you and I and your listeners can correct those by voting out of office people who do things recklessly and voting into office people who can actually think and who don't believe they're smarter than everybody else.
And that's been a big problem, because once they get to D.C., like you said, they're all of a sudden their IQ goes up 30 points and they know everything and we're stupid. So, you know,
that's right.
I'm tired of Congress people treating us like we're idiots when we have to balance. I mean, for people out there that are looking at, we're looking at a level playing field with fairtax.org based on the fact that, like, if you go out and you buy something and you say, you know what, I've used it, I'm going to turn around and sell it again. And you don't get taxed on that because it's a good that you've already purchased and you already paid the tax on. I get the concept. The thing is, again, you know, we, and you're right, you hit this spot on about the fact that we need to vote people in that are going to respect the wishes of we the people and serve we the people, not the other way around, because that seems to be the pattern that this Congress has taken ever since 1871, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. Any parting comments as we get ready to close out the session?
Well, I very much appreciate what you do every day to keep putting the truth out, because it's really important. And I believe it's starting to be listened to by more and more people. And you're seeing, you know, I look at this 87,000 new agents and this new rule, they're going to start sending you a 1099-K every time you make a sale, or excuse me, if your sales on one of the PayPal or Venmo or one of those services is over $600, they're frightened. They're scared to death because they know that evasion is over probably $1.2 trillion this year. $1.2 trillion. And it's going to grow and grow. And they know that without the funds coming in, at least minimally, their whole carousel is going to start turning. So keep telling the people the truth. Keep pointing out the insanity of what's going on. And I think we've got a chance of seeing a change. But it's going to require that. And it's going to require electing a president and others who actually get it, who actually get it, and who can go out and lead the charge to get this repaired, because it needs a huge repair job and it needs it now.
Yep. I mean, I love the hope. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, we do have hope. That's the one thing Americans do have. This country was founded on hopes and dreams. But you know, and hopes and dreams and not Ponzi schemes. That's a rhyme. Steve Hayes, thanks so much. That's what Gary North called Social Security, is a big giant, the biggest, yes, Ponzi scheme ever played on America. We appreciate you coming,
right,
on the show. Yeah, he was right. Thank you so much for this. If you need a good tax attorney, you know, you got one right there. We appreciate your chiming in on this thing, Steve, and keeping us abreast of things. Yeah, and that's the thing we notice. Every time taxes go up, the underground economy takes off and booms. What can I say? It's America, folks. Land of the free and home of the slave. And until we do something to change it, it's going to stay just right where it is, status quo. We'll be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition of the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now.
That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.